Now, yesterday we spoke about disability advocate Mar Galceron, who made history becoming Spain's first parliamentarian with Down syndrome. It made us think who might be our first elected representative with Down syndrome here in the ACT. Asking around, we kept hearing this name, Kylie Scott. I spoke to Canberra-born Kylie Scott and her mum, Evelyn, earlier. Do you know, Kylie actually spoke at the UN in New York last year on the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and I started our chat by asking her what that was like.
It was brilliant. It was just, you know, over the top, just good, yeah.
Were you nervous when you spoke?
A little bit, but not very much.
Evelyn, can you tell me how much preparation went into this for Kylie to do this?
Well, it sort of came up at the last minute, that's Australia Day weekend, when there was a call by Down Syndrome International for participants on the 21st of March, which is Down Syndrome, the International Day for Down Syndrome at the UN. So we didn't have much time. We had to sort of do some crowdfunding and everything else to pay for a support person to go with Kylie. It was a bit pressured, but anyway, it all came together. Thank you. Yes.
And how important do you think it is that she was able to go?
Staggering, because even though the NDIS has come in and it's really evolving in a great fashion, there's lots of other things that have not been picked up from the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability just yet. And it was an opportunity for Kylie to highlight some on an international level that have affected her life.
Kylie, I wonder what you thought when you heard of what's happened in Spain. Is that something that would attract you? Would you be interested in politics at all?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
What would you like to see change if you were in a position of power, like maybe even Chief Minister of the ACT one day?
Not about that. Yeah, I like to negotiate and speak up with the legal capacity to say we need to have a say, we need to have a voice and the capacity to build confidence and to build, you know, far down the track is to help them what they are in the hard times of things.
What's been some of the harder things when it's come to working, getting a job and being able to put your points forward and get people to listen?
I guess people should listen quite in the office. That is respect. I mean, it's PECT. And, of course, they will listen to, you know, the aspects of the office, which is not discriminate people with any disabilities at all.
Evelyn, you've heard there, I mean, obviously we're listening to Kylie there about being heard and being respected in places like the workplace. I understand Kylie hasn't always had great experience of that. Is that hard for you as her mum to sort of bear witness to that?
Oh, it was terrible because, you know, I don't think any child in the school system would have had to go without support when they needed help. It was, first of all, not something that Kylie was able to do. And, you know, as a family, we took the view that, well, if Kylie's going to live in the community, she's got to grow up in the community and be there with her peers. And I think on the whole, it's worked very well. But certainly there were hard times for Kylie. And, you know, when she was in the public service for some time before the days of the NDIS, the understanding and the support was just not geared to Kylie's needs or possibly the needs of other people with intellectual disability. I mean, it's been wonderful. People with physical disability on the whole, and, you know, there are exceptions, can speak for themselves, but it's not common for people with intellectual disability to have the support they need to be able to speak for themselves and to not only speak for themselves, but to advocate for others.
Do you think there's an issue there that we talk about more inclusive workplaces and schools? We talk about doing it, but actually once people get there, there's not the support to help them thrive in those places.
It does happen, and there's, you know, a widespread of support and lack of recognition still too. It's changing and it has to change, but the secret is people have to find their voice in the circumstance. And if I started talking about these things, and I did over the years, But now I think it's up to the people themselves to learn to be able to do it, because they have the lived experience of what they're talking about, and they are more respected when they are able to speak for themselves.
Kylie, I know that one of the things that you've done since leaving the public service, amongst other things, is I think you've got your own business. Now, is this an art? Is this to do with art?
Yes, I could have profits through my artworks, and I'm a public speaker as well.
The many other things you've achieved, including is going to the Special Olympics, I think in 2003 and 2007. We already mentioned the UN. And as well as that, I think you've volunteered at the Legislative Assembly. You've been a board member of the New South Wales Council of Disabilities. I guess my last question is, what's next for you? Is there something else or another barrier you want to break down?
Well, the thing is, I like to, you know, talk to the member of parliament to get, you know, ideas. If I meet them and see them, and I need to talk to them what their ideas are to being a politician. And for me, being part of the United Nations in New York is a privilege. It's like out of my system. I like to be in the right place at the right time and to advocate for people with intellectual disability.
Evelyn, watching all this, watching the UN, watching everything else that Kylie's achieved, you must be an incredibly proud mum.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, it's been a long haul, and some of it was of necessity because, as I said, Kylie was of the generation that tried to achieve some sort of inclusion through her life, basically until the NDIS came in, when it made such a big difference to Kylie's life and other lives. And there are still things that need correcting and promoting for better support of people with intellectual disability. But it's certainly starting to happen. And, you know, it's been a wonderful, in a funny way, gift for me to be able to identify these things and help Kylie express them.
Is living independently been a really important thing, well, for both of you, really?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, Kylie's had so much more confidence and inclusion in her local community. You know, she's very involved in her church activities, the local cafes, of course, just in the street, people obviously say hello, and it's really nice.
Yeah, some people don't say hello to me as well, but We're still working on it.
She's working on it. That's Kylie Scott there and her mum, Evelyn. Kylie, as she mentioned, there is a speaker. She's an advocate. She's an artist. You can actually find her. She's got a very cool business name, which is called KylieDownsBarriers.com.au, playing on Downs there. So KylieDownsBarriers, all one word, .com.au. You're listening to ABC Radio. Well, I'm very happy to say that joining us right now for News Headlines,